Mexican Mafia and Tango Laredo gang members sentenced to decades for prison assault. Texas Border Business, U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Laredo, Texas, four gang members have been sentenced for their roles in an assault at the Rio Grande Detention Center. Mexican national Jose Regalado Solis, 47, and Ruben Salazar, 52, Javier Contreras, 48, and Jesus Guadalupe Ortega, 31, all of Laredo, pleaded guilty August 24, 2024, to conspiracy to commit assault resulting in serious bodily injury. Regalado Solis also pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit assault with a deadly weapon. Senior U.S. District Judge Keith P. Ellison has now ordered Regalado Solis to serve a total of 144 months in federal prison. Salazar and Contreras each received a 60-month sentence, while Ortega was sentenced to 72 months. At the hearing, the court considered written victim statements as well as in-court testimony from one of the victims. All detailed the extensive injuries and ongoing medical issues resulting from the assault. In handing down the sentence, Judge Ellison noted that he had been on the bench for 26 years, called it the most serious case of prison gang violence I have seen. He also added that the case justified a maximum sentence, noting the serious nature of the injuries, the unprovoked assault, and the gang motivation on the part of the defendants that fueled it. Ensuring that criminals refrain from violent conduct while in custody is just as important as ensuring they refrain from violence outside prison walls, said Ganjay. Hopefully, the defendants in this case are enjoying their time behind bars, because they just earned themselves many more years in the federal pen. On August 18, 2023, authorities were processing 9 new inmates at the facility. Ortega approached the newly arrived inmates and asked their gang affiliation. Upon hearing their responses, he ordered them to line up along the back wall of the housing unit. Other inmates then ran back to their bunks and began putting on their shoes. Regalado Solis obtained a shank from his bunk and walked back towards the new inmates. Salazar lined up behind Regalado Solis, while Javier Contreras stood in a nearby row of bunk beds. As the lights went off in the unit, Regalado Solis and others to assault 8 of the new inmates who indicated alternative gang affiliations. He kicked, stomped, and made stabbing gestures. While Salazar did not join the initial assault, he was later seen striking and kicking the new inmates on the ground. Contreras immediately rushed into the assault and was observed striking and kicking several as well. Authorities were able to quickly disperse the assault, but not before the 8 victims sustained significant injuries, including puncture wounds. 2 required emergency transportation to Laredo Medical Center. 1 new inmate who did not claim gang membership was unharmed. All have been and will remain in custody. The FBI and U.S. Marshals Service conducted the investigation with the cooperation of the GEO Group. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Jamero Ramirez and Andrew P. Huckala Finch prosecuted the case. Updated July 21, 2025.